Good afternoon from the Journal Star. I'm Associate Editor Chris Kiergaard, and joining us today are Eileen and Doug Leuning, here to talk about Big Picture Peoria, entering its second year with the festival and coming up early next month.
Hi, Chris.
And
hi.
Coming up faster than we can possibly imagine.
Yeah, but that's good. People are excited about it.
Yes.
Tell us, you did the festival in your first year, and now you're sort of widening things out a little bit on what you're offering at it. So tell us what people can expect at the event on October 12th.
Sure. I think one of the biggest changes this year is a little bit more involvement by some artists who will be doing demonstrations. Jam Lovell of Black Dog Metal Arts is coming with an iron pour. And I think, to the best of my knowledge, this is the first iron pour that will take place in Peoria. So she's going to pour the awards that will be given for different contests in the afternoon.
Oh, right. So she'll be casting those right there.
Casting in the morning, cool in the evening. So we're going to hand those across after they've been poured the same day.
Neat. Yeah. And there's some other public painting activities that people can take part in. Last year you had an event where you could use squirt guns and mm-hmm. sort of paint something almost Jackson Pollock style.
Yep.
What can we expect from that this year?
Okay.
We are doing a paint fling again. Okay. We are going to do it on a vehicle this time.
Oh.
Because we don't want to mess up what was done last year. Mm-hmm. Joe Gabbert painted Hello Peoria, mm-hmm. designed by Chelsea Tams, who had been doing that around Peoria. And with the idea that she gave us the design, Joe put it on the building. So we want to protect that from this year. So mm-hmm. we decided this year the paint fling would happen on a truck that my brother-in-law is actually donating, and maybe even considers auctioning it off after the festival.
Okay.
And last year, one of the more popular things was a paint by number,
right?
Which was the Beatles, done by local artist Bob Doucette, and then Doug turned mm-hmm. Bob's art into a paint by number. This year, we are working toward doing a Dan Fogelberg.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that'll be great.
That's a great tie-in.
Yes. Yeah.
And then we've also contacted Brett Fitzgerald, who was involved in the previous painting a mural last year. But this year, he's going to give us a piece of art to have on the street as a kind of like a 200-square-foot coloring book. And it's going to be able to color in on the cartoon images that he's mm-hmm. designed.
Oh, wow. So people can just come up and participate in that as part of the...
We'll have paint markers, and they'll grab the colors they want and just color in the lines on the cartoon.
Okay. Yeah, and this is all taking place over a two-block-by-two-block space, so there's a lot of different things with activities and vendors and other things you can participate in.
Yes.
Right? Correct.
Yep. And if you don't want to get your hands dirty by painting yourself, there will be two mural painters on hand. Mm-hmm. Ard Doko from the Netherlands is mm-hmm. returning for his fifth visit to mm-hmm. Peoria. So he'll be doing a mural, and then Andre Petty is going to be doing a mural of Richard Pryor.
Oh.
So Ard will be painting at C.T. Gabbert's. Mm-hmm. Chuck and Joe Gabbert are really key partners in mm-hmm. making all of this happen. And then Andre will be painting on the building that Sous Chef restaurant or grocery store mm-hmm. is in.
Okay. Fabulous. So there will be, evidence left behind of the festival that people can enjoy afterward.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And one of the other things that we've got going is a student team invitational challenge. We are inviting high school and college students to form four-man teams to paint on what we're kind of calling little big pictures, mm-hmm. 4-foot by 8-foot panels that will actually be eventually put in public art areas around town. We don't have the designated, but mm-hmm. we are working with the city of Peoria to find locations for those.
Okay. Now, the location you guys are doing this in, down in the warehouse district, is really kind of a continually emerging area where you're seeing a lot of different things happen, and it's nearby to other artist studios and locations too.
Correct.
It is, and it's a key part. There's a neighborhood right in that area, so people from the neighborhood can come over mm-hmm. and participate in the street festival, and then folks who are living in the warehouse district can walk there, obviously, and then others can come. It's a nice, mm-hmm. It's a great two-block area. It's cleaned up. It looks fantastic. It'll look even better on the day mm-hmm. of the festival.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, we've talked a little bit about visual arts, mm-hmm. but there are also some performance activities okay. and some that people can get more involved in. Illinois Mutual is sponsoring the performance stage.
Okay.
So that's going to be local acting groups and oh. dance and singing groups oh, that will come all right. and perform, and that's on a patio by Casa de Art. Mm-hmm. And then there's some people who are going to run an open mic music stage. So Peoria okay. Music Live and WWCT Radio are involved mm-hmm. in that. So people will be able to submit mm-hmm. and come out, and that'll be a public vote to see who their favorite oh. is.
And then we're also going to have art installations on the street. Mm-hmm. Heather Brandmeier has created a piece that will be run up a flagpole, I believe. and then there's also going to be lots of other activities, small and large, happening on the street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. And there's a film festival that's associated with this, too, that's really kind of grown out that... Yes. That'll be displayed in multiple locations. Am
correct.
I right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. In fact, we've made it into a 2-day festival.
Okay.
With on October 11th on Main Street, there will be 5 different locations where they'll be looping the short films. The films are up to 20 minutes long, mm-hmm. but there's 5 genre, if you will, mm-hmm. In these locations, and there will be the possibility that people get a good sense of what's being shown. Mm-hmm. But then on Saturday night at the Peoria Riverfront Museum is the actual winners of the film festival. Mm-hmm. And this year, it's gone beyond the regional area where we started with last year. Now it's nationwide and international. We've mm-hmm. got some international entries this year.
Yeah, somebody submitted from Australia.
Oh,
and said if she got into the festival, that she would come. And so we're looking forward to that.
That's a heck of a flight.
yes, yeah.
People from Paris, too, correct?
Right, yeah.
Great. Now, you said 5 films that are going to be playing the first five genres.
Yes, and there's over 50 films entered. In fact,
I think even more so now. Okay. Yeah. Allison Walsh is the creator and program director for that. And so last time we touched base with her, she's, you know, busier than we are. Mm-hmm. So we knew that there were over 50 entries.
Right. And, you know, we've got some pretty vibrant local filmmaking going on with Allison, Connor Parkhurst, some of the other.
Right. Correct. Yeah. And Connor was the recipient. This is the first year we were able to make a grant for a local filmmaker, and Connor was the recipient of that. So.
Former student of mine.
Oh, wonderful. We're looking forward to seeing his film.
Very cool. Excellent.
Yeah.
So that'll be over 2 nights, the 11th and the 12th. So after you're done with Big Picture Festival, you can go up to the museum, see the...
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. In fact, we're quitting the festival a little 1 hour earlier this year because we wanted people to have time to go to a restaurant, stay downtown, have a drink or two, and then head off to Peoria Riverfront Museum. Because part of the plan of this whole thing is to get activities happening in downtown Peoria so we get some people back on the street.
Right. And that sort of brings me to... The big picture behind Big Picture, which is, you know, the ability for people to see, appreciate, and continue to see after the fact some of this public art that's being created.
Yep. And I think one of the ideas behind Big Picture, first of all, the Big Picture Peoria is what we're referring to, the street festival and the film festival. Our nonprofit is actually called Big Picture Initiative.
Okay.
And we decided that we have 4 pillars of the initiative, and that is that the showcase of the arts with the street festival is just one of those things that we're doing. But we're also really interested in the biggest thing that we want to do is raise funds to hire artists to be in front of kids in the classroom, both in... not just classrooms, but community centers and after-school programs. And we're working with Nikki Romaine at Art Inc. To be involved with that. In fact, Big Picture Initiative underwrote a filmmaking class this last July where they had basically 10 students available for being able to learn how to make films with their devices.
Okay.
And I think what you were kind of getting at as well is sort of the economic value of public arts.
Yeah.
There are all kinds of studies that show that public art does increase economic activity in the city. And one of the key reasons is, you know, think about it for yourself. If you're driving on the expressway and this town looks just like the next town, unless you're really hungry, you're not going to stop.
Right.
But if something catches your eye, you're going to be, your curiosity might be piqued, and you'll say, well, I kind of could use a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. Or you're driving through a part of town and you see a mural you want to see. So the goal with the public art is to increase the vibrancy of the city, mm-hmm. get people into parts of the community that we're not accustomed to going to every day, because mm-hmm. you want to go see that piece of art. You know, you hear the buzz about it and you want to see it. And so public art does play a key part in that, as artists do, mm-hmm. in building any economy.
Right.
And we've had lots of feedback on, last year we put up Abraham Blue on the courthouse, and it is astonishing to us how mm-hmm. many people, first of all, know about that, know that we mm-hmm. did it, and come up to us and say, I just love Abraham Blue. It's one of the things that makes them smile every time they mm-hmm. see it. It's impressive. It matters, you know, and mm-hmm. so to have public art matter to people is really one of our goals.
Mm-hmm. And what's been some of the response you've had from not just the community, but other businesses or organizations in town? I have to think that mm-hmm. after seeing that and having it be eye-catching right in downtown, right where you've got a lot of foot traffic during the nicer months of the year, yeah. that I'd like to think at least that there would be other places that would be saying, you know, we need to be doing more of this.
Yes.
And you've had some other areas that have yep. been interested in having murals yes. or other yes. things like that placed yep. on their buildings.
We have had some success with that. Fritz just put a mural on their building, mm-hmm. and we partnered with the Peoria Art Guild in the spring and put two murals up along Washington Street, right mm-hmm. in the prime area where Sculpture Walk is, mm-hmm. to help with that area. We had our eye on a building that we wanted to put two murals on, and that's not going to be possible right now. Okay. So we're moving to another building, which until we kind of get all the mm-hmm. logistics worked out, we'll see, because yeah. it's a matter of, you know, the building owner agreeing to certain factors of it. Mm-hmm. And so, but there is an increased interest. And I think, like a lot of things, you kind of work at it for a while and suddenly you reach that tipping point where everybody mm-hmm. says, oh, that's great. I want to do more of that.
Mm-hmm. And there's a community pride element yeah. to this, too. Yeah. You know, it pulls in people from outside who see something and decide to stop, but people who live here, you know, see new elements in those old areas that they maybe hadn't gone to or didn't have a reason to go to before, and it helps draw them into those parts of town, correct?
Right. Yes. Yeah. 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 And, you know, and there's different reasons to do it. Somebody like Chuck Gabbert put, you know, art mm-hmm. on his building because he wants to make people smile, mm-hmm. and he realizes art is a key factor in that. He started by putting up art that kids in high school had done, mm-hmm. and he continues to, you know, to put up kids' art, but art that supports other causes mm-hmm. and does other things. And then you look at Pierre at UFS. Mm-hmm. He's got two murals, you know, yeah. on his building,
yeah,
and
he's so painted his on his building, which yeah. are very cool.
Yeah.
So there is a growing interest in it, and we are happy to talk to any building owners or people who have an idea for a mm-hmm. mural. There's different approaches to how it can be done.
Yeah. Now, the element with working on art education and getting more students exposed to it, I want to talk about it from the educational perspective, sure. from us as adults for a second. Mm-hmm. But first I want to ask you, what's your pitch to that 8-year-old or 10-year-old or 14-year-old on why it's important to learn those things?
Okay. I'll speak to that, because I'm the one that's very vocal about the arts not being a 4-letter word for most people mm-hmm. that aren't involved in the arts. The arts are kind of scary for people that aren't involved in them, because they think you have to be a master. Mm-hmm. You have to be a anything from Leonardo da Vinci to Michelangelo before you can be an artist.
Well, but I'm not talented. I can only draw stick figures.
I can't even draw right. stick figures. That's the other side yeah. of this, is everybody's fearful of what it means to be an artist. Mm-hmm. We like to define art as four components. We call them the four C's. Mm-hmm. There's critical thinking, there's creativity, there's communication, and collaboration. Those four C's are the basis of all jobs. I don't care if you're an artist or if you're a teacher or if you're a dentist, you need to have those things working in your lives. Mm-hmm. And fortunately for us, those are the basis of art. Mm-hmm. And so if we can give kids that starting point with just igniting their imagination with what art can do mm-hmm. for them. It's not becoming rendering geniuses. It's not becoming photographers, as I was for 30 years for mm-hmm. Caterpillar. It's about being able to create. And being able to create means you make something with your own two hands, and you can look at it and say, I made this. Mm-hmm. And that, to us, is what it's all about.
Okay. And I think you said, how do you sell it to a kid? Mm-hmm. I think for most kids, there's not really that much sales pitch involved. I think it's they are given the chance to work with an artist who also mm-hmm. has teaching ability, and they start to just like, wow, I can do this. You know, mm-hmm. there were four groups this summer with Peoria Public Schools that made 20-foot by 10-foot murals for their schools. Mm-hmm. Those kids, it's just a thrill for them. Mm-hmm. They enjoyed the process, and then the fact that they walk into their school and I made that, mm-hmm. you know, and everybody feels such pride in it. Yeah. We worked with the Park District and had these 8-foot by 4-foot mural boards mm-hmm. done in the spring where Jessica Ball and Sarah Nesbitt, two artists, worked with these mm-hmm. kids. And they had fun doing the process. And then we had a little event at the Park District. The murals are on mm-hmm. the zoo, and families came, and just the pride in, yeah. my kid did that, and it's up there. And the four C's that Doug mentioned kind of go as part of the undercurrent of that. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't tell an 8-year-old, you're going to learn mm-hmm. critical thinking.
No, but you make the vegetables appealing to them, and yes. they happily eat them.
Right, yeah, yeah, exactly. A little sugar, and everything's good. No, yeah. but it's, so it's mm-hmm. it's a great way to instill pride mm-hmm. in kids that I can do this, I can make something. And the street festival kind of fills that function as well, because mm-hmm. now they can come, there's a kid zone at the mm-hmm. festival, so they can try all these hands-on things. But they can walk up and down the street and go, well, there's a person who, that's mm-hmm. their living, is pouring iron, or there's mm-hmm. a person doing pottery. And it might not translate into that's what I'm going to mm-hmm. be when I grow up, but that seed mm-hmm. could be planted for some of the kids.
And the exposure to the variety of different right. mediums that you can work in, too.
Right. Yeah. Well, most people yeah. don't believe in that filmmaking or movies is an art, but that is just as much mm-hmm. as an art as anything else. So when you can give kids the idea that they can mm-hmm. make films and that they can do this too, yes, it's a process. You don't start mm-hmm. being Steven Spielberg. You mm-hmm. you have to step by step. Mm-hmm. But along the way, each one of those steps is engaging enough mm-hmm. that hopefully it continues. And I like to tell the story about Richard Pryor. When he was 3 years old and he slipped on dog poop, his grandmother burst out laughing, all her friends laughed. And Richard Pryor, at 3 years old, he's written this in his book, so I'm not making it up, said, I want to do more of that. I want to make more people laugh. And mm-hmm. guess what? That's what he did his entire life. And the point of this is, things that happen to us young mm-hmm. in our life, even at 3 years old, stick with us, mm-hmm. and good and bad.
Right.
So we are all about making good memories that mm-hmm. that you want to keep.
Right, and getting that aha moment with the lights
exactly.
coming on with,
right. exactly.
with young students.
That's, yes.
Yeah. It's incredibly rewarding.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
As we move past the festival into next year, you've seen that success with working with the students in the schools, with the Park District. What other areas are you looking at to really continue to expand out the opportunities for learning for people?
We're going to we're continuing to partner with Nikki and Jonathan mm-hmm. Romaine. So there will be a filmmaking class this fall and okay. next spring for kids there. We're also going to continue with Art Inc., Peoria mm-hmm. Art Guild, and Big Picture are going to offer some adult classes oh. on maybe a more mm-hmm. kind of a quick glance at how to mm-hmm. use like a video software,
yeah.
how to get the best photo, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So we'll be doing that kinds of arts education. We had an opportunity to talk with teachers at Peoria County Schools, so we hope that will
Good.
Help open
mm-hmm.
doors for us to send professional artists mm-hmm. in to work with kids. And the goal is to, you know, in those cases, is to complement what the classroom mm-hmm. teacher is doing and give the kids a chance to work with a professional artist
yeah.
who's out on the streets mm-hmm. doing public art, maybe.
Yeah.
So.
And one of the things we have with wanting to hire artists in front of kids, or to get them in front of kids, we want teaching artists who are professionals and know their stuff to actually get paid $25 an hour to do that. Mm-hmm. We're not asking for people to volunteer. We're mm-hmm. not asking them to do it in the kindness of their hearts. We want people to be paid for their talent. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the premises of Big Picture in general, is that artists have for too long been tapped to offer their talent for free mm-hmm. and for exposure only, is usually how it goes. Mm-hmm. And we don't believe in that. We believe that exposure is a good thing. I mean, there's definitely opportunities for that. But for the most part, we want artists to get paid at least something for their mm-hmm. talent.
Right. Okay, excellent. What else should I know either about the festival or Big Picture as an organization?
I can expand it a little bit in the idea of all of Central Illinois.
All right.
And the idea behind that is that when we started down this process of thinking about how the arts can change people's lives and how mm-hmm. the arts matter, that it's not just Peoria. It's mm-hmm. it's all of Central Illinois, from Bloomington to Galesburg to Macomb to Springfield to Champaign. Mm-hmm. You know, all of Central Illinois can benefit by having something happening during National Arts and Humanities Month of October. Mm-hmm. It's celebrated nationally. However, nobody really makes a thing about it. Mm-hmm. So we figured if we could fill an entire month of activities around the arts, whether it be membership drives or demonstrations or lectures or mm-hmm. Events or exhibitions, all of these things happen in a concentrated form, mm-hmm. could be utilized to shine a spotlight on Central Illinois as the place to go for an arts destination during the month of October. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we want that to expand over the entire year. But to start with, we're just looking mm-hmm. at 1 month worth of activity.
Yeah. And a wealth of different perspectives all across Central Illinois, from how people approach any one of those mediums in a smaller community to a well-off suburb to the heart of Peoria. Yeah. People come in with different thoughts on how to approach their art mm-hmm. with their different experiences in life.
Yes. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Excellent. Doug, Eileen, thank you very much for being here. If people want to find out more about the festival, there's a website they can go to, right?
All right.
There is. It's bigpicturepeoria.org.
All right.
And we're also on Facebook, of course. Mm-hmm. And thanks to an intern who's working with us, we're on Instagram.
All right. Excellent. So go and check out any of those places, and we'll certainly see you guys down in the Warehouse District in the middle of October.
That's what we like to hear. Thanks, Chris.
All right.
Excellent. Thank you,
Chris. Thank you
both for being here.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm.